traveling, a lot of folks out of town. So we're glad that we can meet together, have a wonderful time of praise and worship in the house of the Lord tonight. If you have your hymnals with you, turn to page 203. Someday, some happy day. My trials here on earth will cease someday, someday. Have a request of prayer, let it be known by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees every need tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to gather this tonight, Lord, and worship and praise you. Father, I pray that you would just touch every part of this service tonight. God, be with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us the way that you'd have us to go. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would reach out to those who are sick, those who are afflicted. I'm in the hospitals right now, God, even as we pray. And I pray, God, for not only healing and comfort for the patient, but, God, for the loved ones as well. Be with them, Lord. God, and we know there's some traveling, and I pray, God, for safe travels for them, that you would just protect them from all harm and danger. God, I pray that you'd bless the teens downstairs, the young folks as well. God, help us just to lay aside every weight tonight and have our mind made up on you tonight. God, receptive, submissive, and obedient to your word and to your will. We'll give you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We may sing one more congregational number. We have some of our singers are out tonight. I think it's page 92. Just a little talk with Jesus. How many knows that makes everything all right? I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us.
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will answer by and by.
I feel a little prayer will turn it.
Know
a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it bright. Sometimes my path seems dream without a ray of cheer. Then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. A mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. Just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with
Jesus. Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He'll
hear our faintest cry.
He'll
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer
will
turn it.
Know
a little fire is burning.
Find
a little talk with Jesus makes it bright. I may have doubts and fears.
My eyes be filled with tears.
Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it bright. Now let us have a little talk with
Jesus. Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
Hear
our faintest cry.
He'll
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it bright. Amen. We'll give the Lord praise in the house tonight. Certainly, talking to the Lord in prayer makes everything all right. Again, it's so good to have you with us tonight. Let's just let the Lord lead us and guide us in the way that he'd have us to go tonight. And let's just worship the Lord as we prepare in just a little bit to have some special singing. But right now, we'd like to receive our Wednesday evening offering. And it goes to the Good Samaritan Fund. And we've been able to bless some situations and some folks by your giving. So tonight, just ask the Lord to bless this offering as it goes forth to help those who may be in need. Brother Jim, if you just ask the Lord to bless this offering. Singing. Brother Jim, would you get one ready for us if you would? Sister Karen, you feel like singing tonight? You pray for our singers.
Just suppose God searched through heaven. He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to buy eternal life for you and me. Had it not been Mount Calvary. Had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup. Although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me," I'm so glad he never called heaven's angels. From my hands pull these nails that torment me. Had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost.
Had it not been for Jesus, for Calvary, Brother Jim, would you come at this time?
Satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder, we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I'll burn it, tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillows are stone. And though I find here a permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion of my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop, in that bright land where we'll never go. And so I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a hope and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
Amen.
Hey, do you see that mansion that Jesus has prepared? All right, Sister Karen, come.
Praise the Lord. I was sitting back there trying to think what to sing, and I just kept thinking thanks, because I am so very thankful for His presence. If any of you know a teacher or are a teacher or have been a teacher, you know this month can be crazy. And just in those small things that get us weighted down, I'm just so thankful that His presence, I can feel it no matter where I am. If I'm in a crowded room of students, if I'm in the lunchroom where they're all yelling and throwing food, I can still feel the presence of the Lord and His peace and calm. It just comes over you, and I'm just so very thankful.
Thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord, for the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, and the worst and best, I'm not ever left alone. You are always right beside me. You hear me every time I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend, and I give you all the praise. And I just want to say thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks this moment, and I will continually, for each day I live, the grace you give, and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. And I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks.
Amen. What a beautiful song. How thankful we need to be to our Lord and Savior. Sister Rose, I'm going to try one for you. Sister Rose, I don't play too many and sing with the bass, but we're going to try. This is an old song. I'm an old man. I've been singing this one for a long, long time. Mom and Dad used to sing this one way back in the 60s, I guess, at the little church in Rockmart. Houses and land I may not own, many riches be unknown. A little person in this world I may be. I can't keep up with the style, but I know I'm God's own child. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, and I know I'll have a soul sunset free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Well, others live on wealth and pride. I am poor but satisfied. Great Jehovah owns this world, don't you see? And underneath his loving wing, I'm as happy as a king. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first of all. He will answer when I call, and I know I'll have a soul sunset free. I am God's own child by birth, highest honor on this earth. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. I claim Jesus first, and that's enough for me. Jesus is enough. Amen. Praise God. Things are possible. Can you say amen? God been good to you this week? Well, give him a great old big hand clap of praise. He's worthy. Matt, it's good to have you with us tonight. As you can tell, Brother Jim and Sister Elaine are out of town. They're having and enjoying a little R&R up in the mountains, I believe, and we miss him. He does so much in our preliminaries at the church here, so tonight, we just kind of, I hope you don't get tired of the Eddie show, but we're going to attempt to bring the word of the Lord to you tonight. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Colossians. I'm really thankful that Karen sang that song. I had thought earlier about even requesting it, and God just kind of worked it out, because that is the subject matter of what the Lord has laid upon my heart tonight. I'm going to be speaking about a thankful heart. A thankful heart. Amen. And how many is thankful that the Lord lives and abides in our heart? And that song pretty much surmises my thoughts, how thankful I am. You know, so many times I think we get caught up thanking God for the so-called big things, and really everything that the Lord blesses us is with big things. But then sometimes we categorize those things as little things. And sometimes we fail to thank God for the little things in our life. And I hope that maybe I can bring that out in for just a minute. Not to keep you standing long, but in the book of Colossians, the third chapter, I want to read verse 16 and 17. The book of Colossians, chapter number 3, verses 16 and 17. The word says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Just to kind of remind you, that's what we just done. We have just begun to sing praise and worship, encouraging one another and singing praises unto the Lord. And then verse 17, very important. Says, "And whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks." Everybody say, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come tonight to worship you, to praise you, and yes, Lord, to give you thanks. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks, God, for all the blessings, the miracles, the healings. God, and just being with us on a day-to-day basis. We're thankful for those who've gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray that you just pour out of your spirit and your anointing upon this congregation. God, I pray that we would just Be like a sponge and absorb that anointing tonight. God, I ask you humbly to anoint this vessel, these lips of clay tonight. God, just speak to us, to our hearts, Lord. Give us word. God, let it be growth and edification to our spirit. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. I'd ask you to shake hands with your neighbor, but you just wave to them tonight. Wave to your neighbors and tell them you love them. Amen. Kind of stretched out a little bit tonight. Amen. But we love one another here at First Pentecostal, and we love the Lord. As I said, I'll bring just a little bit of a topic matter tonight entitled A Thankful Heart. I want to flip over to the book of 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 5 while we're that close and read this particular passage of Scripture as well. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 17 and 18. Let's go 16, 17, and 18. Bible says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. How many wants to do the will of the Lord? We find that not only worshiping Him and praising Him is certainly in His will, but having a thankful heart. Let me just share with you, as I was praying this week, an ordinary prayer, just a prayer of asking the Lord for help and guidance and just to bless the family and to be with us through the week and all. And many times I start my prayer off, Lord, I thank you for this day and for your many blessings. And it was like, it just kind of caught me for just a moment as I was praying. I finished my prayer. And then after that, I got to thinking, you know, that's pretty easy to say, Lord, thank you for my many blessings. And they are many, and I do not mean to be disrespectful or cut my prayer short, but all inclusive. But then it was like, you know what? Sometimes you ought to just tell the Lord what you really are thankful for. He knows our mind and He knows our heart, but what it does, it reinforces us to mention those things, and that includes the little things that He does. We pray for, or we're thankful for life, we're thankful for health. We're thankful that God has given us another day and another opportunity to come and worship Him. But immediately my mind just began to be filled with all of these little things that God has done. Little things that sometimes we take for granted. Like being able to get up in the morning. You know, there's a lot of people that are not able to do that. Being able to go into an automobile and drive yourself to work or to church or to the grocery store. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people, in fact, we find that there's a lot of people that are not only shut in physically, but they're shut in emotionally. And this is very disturbing to me. It seems that there's people that have a phobia or a fear about being around folks, and pretty much they spend most of their days and most of their life shut up with just allowing a few people in. And I'm thinking, Lord, how miserable that was. I'm thankful, Lord, that you've given me the ability, not only the ability, but the desire to get out, to see what your beautiful creation is all about, to enjoy life, to get out in the yard and do a little yard work, to go down to the garden and be able to have the physical strength or whatever to tend a garden. And you know, somebody told me, if you enjoy what you do, then you'll never work a day in your life. Well, for 34 years, I worked a day, and I worked a lot of days in my life, because the only really thing I enjoyed about that was the payday. And we liked working so because we knew there was going to get a payday. But then when you retire, you begin to do the things that kind of you enjoy. And it doesn't seem like work. I didn't sweat that much when I actually got paid for it. And now I seem to enjoy it more. And it just began to bombard my mind and my spirit. Lord, I believe I've failed you in really thanking you and appreciating the many things, the little things, the blessings of day-to-day living that you have blessed me with. And I ran across something, and I want to share it with you. To be thankful is to be grateful, too. To be grateful for, you know, if you was to take a poll, just of ordinary people, probably ask them the three most important things, or three of the most important things in your life that you're thankful for or grateful for. And, you know, sometimes that is done around a particular season of the year. We call it Thanksgiving. A Christian ought to have Thanksgiving every day of their life, every morning when they get up, and every night when they go to bed. We got a lot to thank the Lord for. When you begin to stop and think, that what the Lord has done and what he's kept you from and the many safe trips that you have that so many times we just take for granted. Well, I'm going here and I'm going there. And, you know, a lot of people plan to go on a trip and never get that trip fulfilled. But the Lord has spared our life, so he's given us all these things. So we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be grateful for. And I ran across this little saying, to be truly grateful, you must be graceful. Let me just get down here where you can see this. And that nearly had an astounding effect on me. To be truly grateful or to be truly grateful, you must be graceful. Now, what does that mean? Full of grace, full of the grace of the Lord. So to really understand thanksgiving, to really understand being grateful, we need the grace of God in our life so that it can make us understand that just to thank him for the so-called big things, but thank him for the very little things that he does, for family, for the things that you've got now, the things that you've been able to attain in your lifetime. How many would just be honest, and you don't have to raise your hand, but just would agree with me, have more today than I've ever had in my life? You know, there's a lot of things we grumble and complain about. There's a lot of things I don't have. There's a lot of things I might truly desire. But I can honestly say that I'm more blessed today than any point in my life. God has blessed me, and I need to be thankful, and I need to be mindful, and I also need to have the ability to thank you, Lord, for those things that you've done for me. Here's some characteristics of a thankful heart. You know, thanks and thank you are words that's passed around quite often. If you're ever on Facebook or ever text, you know, thank you. And I'm not getting on to anybody, but sometimes it's just to you. I'm not going to ask you if you're guilty of doing that. That's fine if you do that. Doesn't take away from the meaning. But yet, I don't want to do that to God. I don't want to give God a to or a thanks. I want to take some time. And the way this all started, we was talking about several, I look back on the live streams and several services back, maybe on a Wednesday night, we was talking about steps for a more beneficial prayer life with God. And one of the things that really stuck with me was that we need to begin our prayers with thanksgiving. Now, I know sometimes we have to get in touch with God really quick. I mean, he's glad that he don't put you on hold when you go to him. I mean, there's times, there's emergency that rises that maybe we ain't got time to give a long prayer. We just say, Lord Jesus, I need you now. I need your help. And God understands that, and we know that. But then there's times that we have that opportunity and we have that time schedule that we can have a more prolonged prayer, and we need to incorporate. In fact, I would suggest putting at the very first of your prayer the thanks. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, Jesus said, how do we pray? We said, thank you, Lord, this day for my daily bread, you know, and begin to thank the Lord for everything that is just another day that he has given us. Especially the older I get, I'm more and more thankful. When I was younger, sometimes I just took those mornings for granted. But now I'm very, very thankful for the days that he gives me. So I ran across this little thing that talks about some characteristics. And also I was intrigued with, if you look it up, and I'm not promoting that you go on Google or go online and look those things up, but it was very interesting to me. There are Bible characters that are listed that truly had a thankful heart. Now we find a lot of them in the Old Testament and the New Testament that took God's blessings for granted. But we have some, and I'll mention one in the New Testament. There were 10 lepers that were cleansed. You remember the story that Jesus was walking down the road and he came up and these people began to say, no, don't come any closer. It's unclean. This is a leper colony. And Jesus, being God and man, he goes and he heals all of them and tells them that they must go through the Jewish tradition and go and present themselves to the priest and show that they're clean. Well, all 10 of them start off down the road going down to the priest, and only one out of the 10 turns around and with a thankful heart begins to glorify and thank Jesus. That's not a very good percentage of people that return to Acts. I'm sure they were thankful the other night. I'm sure they were. But they were so excited to go and get back to their families and all that they failed really to turn back around and thank the Lord. And Jesus said, were they not 10 healed? Where are the other nine? We find that the children of Israel, when God delivered them through the hand of Moses and they crossed the Red Sea, and after being delivered and crossing the Red Sea, the Bible talks a little bit about Miriam, Moses' sister, and how she had a tambourine. How many knows you praise the Lord with a tambourine? Amen. Sometimes it had got to be a piano or a bass or a guitar. You just got a tambourine, you can glorify and praise the Lord. And if you don't have a tambourine, how many knows it's all right to clap your hands and praise the Lord? Well, Miriam was so excited and so happy, she began to dance with a tambourine and thank the Lord for deliverance. So she had a thankful heart. And how many were delivered? Millions, the Bible said. There were millions in the land of Egypt when they were delivered. And only if she started it, and I will assure you this, once she started it, some of the others, even Aaron, began to join in with her. So if you got a thankful heart, it can be contagious if you begin to glorify and praise the Lord. I dare you to go into church service and just glorify and praise the Lord. I will assure you, it'll rub off on somebody. Amen. So we begin to think about some of the other Bible characters that, and there's many. I'm not going to go over them. I want to go more over the characteristics of those Bible characters. What caused them to have a thankful heart? What causes a Christian to have a thankful heart? I know I can probably answer this for us. The night that we got saved, we had a thankful heart. Amen. We had to have, for God's power and His convicting power to draw us to an altar of repentance, to give us a change of life, to wipe away our sin-stained life. Amen. To be blessed, and as Brother Chris preached Sunday night, to be drenched with the blood of Christ as He died on the cross of Calvary for the remission of our sins. Truly, when we got up out of that altar, or wherever we was that we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and He came into our life, truly, we were very, very thankful. First and foremost, we were praising and glorifying Him and thanking Him for salvation. How many knows that salvation is just as real in your life today as it was whenever in the past that you got saved? But I'll say, oh me, do I thank Him every day for saving my soul? Do I thank Him every day for filling me with His Holy Spirit? Do I thank Him every day for promising a comfort to come back and live within us and lead me and guide me? Or do I just say, thank You, Lord, for this day and for Your many blessings? So it really caused me to check myself when I begin to think about the things that the Lord has blessed me with. Characteristics of a thankful heart. Again, don't answer this question, but sometimes when you gift somebody something or you present them with something, the words thank you come out. But if you'll agree with me, sometimes you can see the emotion in the eyes, on the expression of the face. Sometimes thank you's not enough, they grab you and hug you. It's an emotional outpouring when somebody has a thankful heart. The difference with saying thank you expecting to receive something than it is to say thank you when it's just a total surprise and it's just, you know, you just made my day. And how many has ever had that experience, by the way? Somebody just come up and either say something to you or give you something or bless you with a word and you just made my day. And, you know, the Lord knows how to make our day sometimes. I know Sister Lori is like myself. We read church marquees. We think that's God's, etch-a-sketch board just for us. Because we can be driving down the road, you know, feeling something, you know, and then all of once you see a church marquee, man, that's just exactly what I needed to hear. You know, God talks to us that way, too. So maybe it's a song on the airwaves. But the characteristics, one of the characteristics of a thankful heart is that it counts its blessings. Counts its blessings. And by that, I mean, basically, it lists its blessings. I know you get tired of me telling you about the counseling when I'm talking to a couple and I tell them to sit down and write everything that's going on when they come and say, oh, they're having all kinds of troubles and strife in their marriage and this and that and other. And I give them both a piece of paper and a pencil. And I say, write down everything that's going wrong. And boy, they're writing fast. And after about 5, 6, 7, 8, no longer than maybe 10 things, they start trying to think of something else to write. And finally, I said, well, that's it. I said, okay, well, turn your paper over. And they both turned their paper over. And I say, write down everything that's been good in your life. Don't leave nothing out. They're writing a lot slower this time, but they're writing a lot more. They go 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. Some of them just keep on going. And, you know, and I say, you want to end this marriage on this front page when you got all these good things on the back page? What you need to do is dwell on the good things. There's a song that says, don't think about the times you were down and out. Think about the times that God brought you out. So we need to have a thankful heart. A thankful heart is one that counts as blessings. When you have that opportunity, And when you have that time, and believe me, I've tried it this week, and it made me feel better. It made me feel like, God, I'm really thankful enough to list these things that you've done for. And it's things that sometimes we as human beings take for granted. Lord, I just thank you for a place to live. I thank you for a wonderful family. I thank you for a great church to go to. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you, Lord, that you let me live long enough to retire. You know, sometimes we just kind of take that for granted. Well, Lord, I earned it all them years. No, Lord, you allowed me to live. Amen. You allowed me to breathe. Sister Rose was sharing with us before church tonight about someone that she saw on television who was proudly proclaiming that he was an atheist and that he did not believe in God and that he had no trouble and was not fearful of going to hell. And I told her, I said, do you know what? The grace of God is so wonderful that God gave him the breath to even say that. Because all the breath that we have, the Bible tells us, is on loan from God. So to truly have a thankful heart, the first thing, one of the first characteristics that we do is count its blessings. In other words, write them down. If you're ever having a bad day and you think everything's going around, truly, got to be honest with yourself, get your pencil and paper and start writing down the good things that's in your life, the wonderful things that God has allowed you to have and blessed you. And I'll tell you another thing. This is one that I wasn't going to mention, but this one is one that used to hit me right in the face with reality. You know, Kevin was in Eggleston Hospital for 21 days after he was born in intensive care. And I got to telling people, I said, if you ever think that you're having a bad day and things are just piling up on you, just go to any children's hospital that you want to, Scottish Rite, Eggleston, wherever, just walk the halls. And you'll see some sights that'll absolutely pull on your heartstrings and cause tears to run down your cheeks. And, you know, you want to pray for them and you want God to bless them and heal them, but you know what? That kind of takes precedence on the little things that was going on in my life. When you see a little child that's pulling a IV thing down, or somebody, a mom and dad's pulling a little baby in a wagon and the IV is with them and their hair is gone because they're taking chemotherapy. People, there's a lot of folks in this world that are a whole lot worse off than maybe us having a bad day. Didn't mean to say all that, but maybe it was supposed to be said. Understand, a thankful heart counts its blessings, it writes them down, and it thanks the Lord for those wonderful things. A second characteristic of a thankful heart is it actually glorifies the deeds of God. I mean, it would believe in me and agree with me that God's deeds or his blessings or his miracles are magnificent. Then if he's done something magnificent in our life, then we need to glorify him for that. A thankful heart doesn't just thank you one time. You know, have you ever seen somebody that's, you know, that you've done something for, and they just want to thank you again? I want to thank, and maybe they'll follow it up with a note, just give you a card of thanks, and maybe sometimes again, you know, say, I just can't get over how you've done that. I'm just so thankful for that. Don't you think God would like to hear from us? Lord, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful you saved me back in 19 whenever. But Lord, it's been a long time, but you've never left me, never forsake me. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you again, Lord, for salvation in my life. Thank you for your blessings and begin to glorify the deeds of God, knowing that the miracles of God are something to give him praise for. Amen. Just as a show of hands tonight, has God ever done a miracle in your life? Whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance, whether it be an open doors of opportunity, continue to thank him for those things and have and nourish that thankful heart. I'm going to try to speed up a little bit because I didn't want to take a long, long time because I don't have over 34 or 35 characteristics. Now, basically, I've only got five. The third one is, wow, maybe I ought to skip that one. No, let's go ahead and do it. A thankful heart does not complain. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And in this thought process, I'm thinking, Lord, do I spend more time complaining to you or thanking you? And it was close. It's because I'm human. Man, we're all human. Because we're very quick to go to God when something's wrong. When we need help, when we need guidance, when we need this, when we need a financial blessing, we need and you know, that's all right because God said he will supply our needs according to his riches in glory. Don't discount the fact that God's not able to meet your needs. He's a God that'll bless you. Amen? But also don't forget he's a God that is a jealous God and wants us to glorify him and thank him and praise him rather than so much complaining. The children of Israel that God loved, he delivered them, brought them manna from heaven, fed them quails to walk right into the land, it defeated their enemies, and they spent all their time or most of their time complaining and moaning and groaning. He should have just left us back in Egypt. Aren't you glad God is graceful? Amen. Because he could have just sent them right back to Egypt, but he had mercy on them. So a thankful heart does not complain, but it looks for an opportunity to give God praise and to thank him and to glorify him. A thankful heart is content. Now, content is a very interesting word. Content doesn't mean that we just sit down and don't do anything and don't expect anything else. The Apostle Paul said, whatsoever state I am in, he wasn't talking about the states of the United States, whatever state my emotional is in, my spiritual in, my physical in, therewith I will be content. In other words, I will be satisfied with where God wants me to be at this particular time in my life. Sometimes we're not. As Christians, Lord, you know, I need to be here, or I need to be doing this, or I need to be doing that. Have you ever slowed down and thought maybe God's got you exactly where you need to be? Because there's times we need to sit still and be still and listen to the Lord and listen before we ever move or jump or anything else, and then the Lord will lead us and guide us. So be content. Whatsoever state I'm in, whatever situation I arise, this may not be what I really enjoy, but this is where God's got me now. So therefore, I'm going to be content in this present state. A thankful heart is content. An unthankful heart is probably never content with anything. As my dad used to say, you're not satisfied with anything. You get this, you want something else. Does anybody, don't raise your hand. Does anybody know anybody like that? They're never really satisfied with what they got. Boy, they got this, and man, I could have a better one. You know, but a truly thankful heart is very thankful for what they have, whatever it is. And please, 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 don't judge your life and what you have by what somebody else has. You don't know what that person's going through. You know, they may live in the biggest, finest place in the world, drive the biggest, fanciest car, but you don't know the stress they may have. And you know what? It's not in material things. The most important thing that we can have is a spiritual relationship with the Lord. And he will supply our needs according to his riches in glory, as I said. And, you know, whatever the Lord wants me to be in this particular time, wherever he wants to be, I want to be content with that. That means physically, materially, financially, most important, spiritually. Lord, this, I want to be content with where you have me now. And five, and this is no order of importance. These are just five characteristics of a thankful heart. And we got a lot of other characteristics, I'm sure. A thankful heart, you know, is not a heart that is selfish. Okay? A thankful heart is a generous heart. A generous heart. How many would agree with me that the Bible knew what it was talking about when it said it's more blessed to give than receive? You know, people with an unthankful heart, they're going to have a hard time understanding it. Well, wait a minute. It's more blessing to me to receive than it is to give. Unless you have ever given from your heart, whatever it is, of your time, of your talent, of your finances, of whatever it is. If you have truly given that and not expected anything else in return except to glorify God, then you know what the Bible's talking about when it says it is more blessed to give than to receive. I know for a fact. We have a gentleman sitting in our congregation tonight, Brother Jim McCoy, that sang. And he gives a lot of his time and his talent to nursing homes, assisted living, and things like that. And he always says basically the same thing. I come away feeling more blessed than I was able to bless them. And I know it's a blessing to them. But when you do it and you do it out of the kindness of your heart, then you're doing it with a thankful heart. And I'm not putting words in his mouth, but I'm probably thinking, well, you know what? That could be me in that nursing home. That could be me in that assisted living. And somebody takes a little time and comes and ministers to me and sings and just gives me a kind word. And that's the generosity of a thankful heart. If you're thankful for what you have, then you need to be thankful that you can also give unto others. And I will assure you, you'll be more blessed and you'll come away more blessed than you would think if somebody had to give to you. Now, God will make a way. Now, I want to share something else with you, too. If, in fact, somebody does give you something and they use this term, God spoke to me and said that I wanted to give this to you. And I learned this from a very a wonderful elderly pastor who had been pastoring for years and years and years. And somebody had given me an a love offering. I'll just leave it at that. And I was having a hard time because I was working and I was preaching too. And I felt bad about taking anything. And I went to this mentor pastor and I told him, and he looked at me and he said, "Son, don't you dare steal that person's blessing." I said, "What?" You know, I wasn't expecting to hear that. He said, "If God told them to do that, God's going to bless them more than that blessed you by them giving." So if somebody says, "The Lord told me to give this to you as a blessing," then you humbly receive it with thanksgiving, but you also are allowing them to be blessed because God will bless the giver. Amen? If you would agree with that, put your hands together and know that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think. So these are five characteristics. A thankful heart counts its blessings. A thankful heart glorifies the deeds of God. A thankful heart does not complain. A thankful heart is content. Finally, a thankful heart is generous. It's more blessed to give than receive. I want to end with Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. If, in fact, I can find it. I don't think I have. Well, the gist of it is, in everything, everybody say everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. We got the last part. I've got the last. I let my request be known to God. I'm not bashful about it. Amen? I go to the Lord in prayer and I tell Him exactly what I need and situations in my life, whether it be healing, whether it be this, whether it be that. But also, let's don't forget, with prayer and thanksgiving, let thanksgiving actually is prior to your request being made known unto God. Before, in other words, God, before I ask you anything, before I ask you for blessing or healing or anything, I just want to take this time to thank you from the bottom. Everybody says that, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And to put that emphasis on it, I'm not thanking you. I guess you're not thanking them from the top of your heart. Is there different thanks in the top or the, I don't know. But from the bottom of my heart. But basically that means, Lord, I'm giving you all the things that I can. Because before I ask you for anything else, before I ask you for life, healing, wealth, or whatever, I want to thank you for what you've already done. And as I read these scriptures and as the Lord kind of revealed that to me this week, I want to be more, I guess, concerned about the way I approach the throne of grace, the way I come to the Lord in prayer. And I certainly want to give Him thanks. And He does know my heart. He knows my heart. You know, my wife knows my heart. But sometimes she likes to hear me say, "Thank you. And I love you." Even though she knows my heart. And God knows my heart. But I think sometimes He might like to hear, "Thank you, Lord. And I love you. Thank you for all that you do." Amen. If we need all need, and I know, I need to have a more thankful heart, especially when it comes to the blessings of the Lord. May God bless you. We're so thankful that you came out on a Wednesday night. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to come to be in the service with us tonight. And I pray that God has blessed you. And don't forget, if you want to be grateful, be graceful, full of the grace of the Lord. If you would stand tonight, God bless you. Again, thank you for coming. We never, ever want to dismiss a service without giving you an opportunity for prayer. If you need prayer tonight, we ask you to come forward. We'll ask the elders of the church, whatever the situation may be, we have a God, amen, that is able to do all things. There at the hospital this afternoon to see Aaron. Judy doesn't know pretty much morphine pain down. Prayed with and we do believe,
yes,
in a God that is able to heal. Need him.
Eddie was telling you a little bit about my adventures with the nursing homes and assisted living, and he was talking about the joy of giving. I've got one home that I go to every month, and at the end of my performance, this elderly gentleman walks up, and he's on his walker or whatever, and he can barely make it up to where I'm at. And the first time I was there, he came up to him, and he wanted to shake my hand and hug my neck and thank me for everything. And when he went to shake my hand, he had his hands closed, and I could feel he had something in his hand. And I looked down, and I said, "Sir, no, I can't take this. You know, there's no. He looked at me, and he, real sad face, he goes, "No, you don't understand." He goes, "I get the joy of giving you a little bit for the time you give to me." And every month I go, he does this to me. And it's the hardest thing for me, because if I don't do it, it hurts him so bad, and he's so sad. So I have to do it. But the thing is, the joy to see him, the face that he has when he gives me that little $2 means so much to him. And you think about it, $2 is nothing. But to him, there's no telling how much that is. It can be a fortune. But it's just like Brother Eddie said, it's the joy that he gets from giving. And it just thrills me to see this on their faces. I mean, and I had to share that with you.
Thank you, brother. Pretty much the epitome of what that message was about, that's for sure. More blessed to give than receive. Well, thank you for coming on this Wednesday night. And with this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we love you. God, we feel your presence here tonight, and we never, ever want to take that for granted. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would encourage each and every one of us to be more grateful and more thankful in our prayers. Ask you now, God, for safekeeping. As we dismiss tonight, Lord, keep your hand of safety upon us. We ask you again, Lord, to reach out to those who are sick and afflicted, and especially to the lost and undone. Father, I pray you have mercy on them and bring them to an altar of repentance. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love one another. So glad you came. Everybody knows how thankful we are that they came.